All right, all you movie junkies, it is time for the SLS Cast with your hosts, Matt and Tim. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 8, The Curse of the Ocho. Okay, so here's what's been going on in the last over month since you've last heard from us. Basically, we had every kind of freaking technical difficulty imaginable, as well as Tim being on vacation, myself having family extended in town for quite some time, which was lots of visiting with them going on. Plus, we both had school where we were trying to register and get our financial aid set up and all that good stuff. Things that just kept getting in the way. And then when we did record, more technical difficulties. We had stuff like this. Your pick for the most overrated actor or actress.
Okay, I might have that one.
Well, it's not like you don't have a week to think about it.
Or Christian Bale.
And if that wasn't good enough, then we had stuff like this.
I do like Gouda. It tastes Gouda. While we're doing Wayne's crap.
All right, that sounds like something I would have said.
Honestly. Hey, in honor of Jeremy.
All right, well.
And finally, we had stuff like this.
Time, from where you asked me what I was doing. I don't know, I'm just not feeling it. And then you telling me my voice is kind of going in and out.
Yeah, well, as in, it kind of sounds like you're kind of moving away from the mic.
Yeah, the mic's not moving. I actually have it low.
So, to just get behind the curse of the Ocho, we're just going to do this. I am recording now, and I'm going to tell you what the hell happened. We did Rise of the Planet of the Apes. We tried to do news at one point, but just to get everybody caught up so that we can move beyond the curse of the Ocho. Let's see here. We did 3 Squared. The 3 Squared was our pick for most overrated actor. Tim picked Christian Bale. The movies were Batman Begins, Equilibrium, and Terminator Salvation. My pick was Tom Cruise, and the movies were Risky Business, Days of Thunder, and Mission Impossible 2. If you would like any expansion of those ideas and movies, let us know. The 3 Squared coming up for episode 9 is supposed to be 3 movies, kind of taking it in a different direction. 3 movies where the panoramic vistas actually are more or less like a, almost like a character in the movie. But for example, Lord of the Rings really exemplifies the fact that you're in Middle Earth. That's the way everything makes it look. And it really contributes to the movie in such a way that it's almost like a dynamic character. The movies that we had to watch were Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I Love You, Philip Morris, which was the one that I had to watch that Tim recommended, and then Sleeping with the Enemy was the one Tim had to watch because I recommended it. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, we both enjoyed. Tim liked it more than I did, but we both feel that the sequel that's coming has been warranted. I Love You, Philip Morris, surprisingly good, very quirky, but definitely worth seeing. And Sleeping with the Enemy, very good. Tim says that the first 35 minutes and the last 10 minutes are great and really worth watching, especially if you're a film student, but the middle 45 minutes is kind of not worth watching at all. So take it as you will from there. Time Enough at Last was the Twilight Zone episode that we watched. It had Burgess Meredith in it, and basically Tim thought it was pretty good, and I thought it was really just kind of so-so. And that's pretty much it. The movies that we're going to be talking about for episode 9 are Skyline, which is the movie that we're both supposed to see. I have Tim watching California with a K, and Tim has me watching Harold and Maude. So stay tuned for next week. We're very, very sorry about everything that has happened. we haven't gone anywhere. The hiatus is over. We'll be back with our regularly scheduled episodes and everything moving forward. And that is it. So, again, music is always Cries of Solace. They're awesome. Facebook.com, MySpace.com/Cries of Solace. Catch us at SLScast.com. Send email to theSLScast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @theSLScast. Our apologies to Jeremy because we wanted him. He was a guest. We were trying something with a guest. And again, that went down the crapper. So we will be having Jeremy back. And hopefully other guests as we go along as well. Again, iTunes, you can always catch us there as well. You can always listen on the website. So thank you again. We appreciate you guys bearing with us. We apologize for the month-long delay. And, you know, good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we'll be able to not have a one-month hiatus again, at least without letting you know, though I can't imagine why we would do that. All right, thanks again, guys. We will catch you next episode. Thanks again for listening to the SLS Cast with your hosts, Matt and Tim. Remember that you can find us at slscast.com, at the SLS Cast for Twitter, also on Facebook, and you can always subscribe on iTunes. Thanks again for listening.